I'm Skip Airy, N2EI of Southern New Jersey. If you're interested in radio, AM, FM, shortwave, amateur radio, pirate broadcasting, and more, you won't want to miss the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, November the 22nd. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill, as usual. And we have with us this week a special guest all the way from Sherwood Park, Alberta. We have CIDX QSL column editor Mickey Delmage, also one of our vice presidents. Hi, Mick. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I hope you guys are doing fine also.
We are doing well. We hear you have snow on the ground out there. Much colder than it is here.
Absolutely. It's winter has arrived. It arrived. A fellow on the radio this morning said that 3 weeks ago or less, he was on his motorcycle and now we're in snow. So it goes from summer to winter. That's the way Alberta is.
That's life in Canada. Go through all four seasons in a day sometimes.
We have to talk about it every year as if it's surprising, but in reality, it's just life.
Exactly. Anyways, welcome to the show. We thank you for joining us on a special day today because it is our anniversary on CKUT. It is the 33rd anniversary of the International Radio Report on CKUT, 90.3 FM in Montreal. At the beginning, we were called Radio McGill. We're not called that anymore, but we are connected to McGill University here in Montreal. But yes, 33 years ago, Bill Westenhaver, myself, and Richard Cazavant were our three originals. And we've had changes over the 33 years with people coming, people going, but we're still here. I think we're only one of two shows that has been on CKUT since the beginning. So we say happy anniversary to ourselves today.
And, absolutely. Congratulations, yes, for sure.
Maybe somebody out there has been with us since the beginning. I'm not sure, but if you are, you can get in touch with us. Let us know. Our email address is radioreport@yahoo.com. And you can listen to us on the radio in Montreal, 90.3 FM. And we are live streaming and archived at ckut.ca, the website for the radio station. And we invite you to join our Facebook group, International Radio Report. We have one new member. We welcome Joe down in Vermont today joining our group. So we have a number of interesting stories today. We may as well get started right away with a story that is going to be attracting a lot of interest here, particularly in the province of Quebec and maybe right across the country as well. The headline is from a story in EN24 News Canada by Vincent Brousseau-Pouliot. And the headline, will French language radio stations in Quebec be allowed to almost half the broadcast of French language music on their airwaves? After 5 years of waiting, the debate has been revived. And the ADISC, which represents the music industry, will firmly oppose any significant reduction in the quotas for francophone music on the radio, as will the Union des Artistes du Québec. In 2015, the main owners of music radio stations asked the CRTC to decrease French language music quotas from 65% to 35% of the music broadcast on their radio stations. A totally inadmissible request, according to ADISC, which will advocate for the maintenance of quotas. This is an essential issue for us because of the importance that radio can play in the lives of artists, said Soulange Drouin, executive director of ADISC, in an interview with the press. The objective is even to refine the quotas to make them more effective. Even today, radio remains a powerful tool for discoverability and promotion of artists. If we reduce the exposure, fewer artists will benefit. According to the Union des Artistes, quotas for francophone music seem more necessary than ever to support francophone artists in the country. Since 2006, the CRTC, the body that regulates radio, television, and telecommunications, has required French language music radio stations in Quebec to broadcast 65% of French language music during the week between 6 a.m. and midnight, including 55% French music during prime time, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. In 2015, when the CRTC wanted to revise its policy, the owner of music radio stations, including Bell Media, which has Energie and Rouge FM, Cogeco Media with Rhythm FM and Planet, and Leclerc Communications with Weekend and Boulevard Radio, asked to reduce the francophone music quota from 65 to 35%. Radio stations argued that the 35% quota, which would be extended to weekends, would more reflect the tastes, interests, and expectations of French-speaking listeners. In 2014, francophone music represented 32% of albums purchased by Quebecers and 35% of the best-selling albums in Quebec. The time has come, we believe, to put the consumer, the listener of French-language radio, at the heart of the concerns of the CRTC and adopt a regulatory framework that is in line with its music consumption habits, that respects its musical tastes and meets its legitimate expectations, wrote the group of radio stations, including Bell Media, Cogeco Media, and Leclerc Communications, in its submission to the CRTC in September of 2015. The CRTC was first to decide the issue in early 2016. For different reasons, the hearing was postponed several times. But last Thursday, about 5 years later, the CRTC announced that it is relaunching its review of the regulatory framework for commercial AM and FM radio. CBC and Radio-Canada stations are excluded from this review. Listeners are invited to provide their comments on the radio to the CRTC and complete an online survey by November 26th. Now, we talked about that story last week, about that survey. In Quebec, the issue of quotas for francophone music on the radio will be one of the main issues of the CRTC's review, which should normally render its decision in 2021. The media companies preferred Thursday not to indicate what their respective requests would be for French music quotas. They are not bound by their 2015 request to reduce quotas from 65 to 35%. They have until the 1st of February to make their suggestions to the CRTC. ADISC expects radio stations to ask for regulatory relief and a reduction in French language music quotas. In 2015, ADISC and the Union des Artistes had suggested reducing the general quota for francophone music from 65 to 60%, provided that the reduced 5% be devoted to local English-speaking music or other languages, example, indigenous languages, Spanish, etc., and that the 55% quota during prime time be extended to weekends. So this, I think, is going to create a firestorm in Quebec.
As a francophone radio listener, and if I look at my radio listening habits when I was younger, listening to music, I understand why some stations would like to change the rules. As a francophone music listener, I did like some francophone music, but we were searching a lot more for everything that was, you know, English pop rock and so on. Maybe when they say it's better for the listener, I think part of it is true. I think the biggest problem is, you know, we were talking last week of bilingual stations that would be kind of cool. And maybe that's where we should be rather than talking about should we have more French, more English, or what do we have? And obviously, francophone stations in Quebec will, you know, not like stations like Chaume FM, for example, because they don't have to play any French language music. They can just play English rock. And they know that they're losing listeners possibly because of that reason. But it's a complex issue. It's very, very difficult to fix this. Definitely for, you know, French, Quebecois artists and so on, there is a need to have a voice and to be there also. And we can't, you know, remove all of that because they need a place where they can, you know, show us and have us listen to their songs and their music. But this is very complex, and this is going to create a major... I bet you that in the next months, we are going to hear about it a lot here in Quebec, and it's going to... Every Quebec artist, every Quebec company that has all of these artists are all going to say, no, we cannot change the rules. That's going to be the death of French Quebecois and Francophone music in general.
Well, we had historically back in the 80s, Shom FM, the rock music station here in Montreal, English language station, got themselves in a lot of trouble because they started to cater to a bilingual audience. They noticed through their ratings that they had a lot of Francophone listeners coming to their radio station. And at that time, we were in a peak of Quebecois-generated music, a lot of big-name artists, and you know, it was a really hot period for music at that period in Quebec. Ironically, Shom hired a bunch of French announcers who were bilingual. They played a lot of Francophone music mixed in with the English music. But it was the French radio stations who filed a complaint with the CRTC that Shom was playing too much French content. And because of it, they were losing listeners going over to the English language radio station. So it was, you know, it was kind of funny that it was the French language stations that were complaining about the bilingual station. Now, you know, this is almost coming full circle. I don't know what the reaction is going to be here. I don't listen to a lot of Montreal radio, so I don't know if, I don't think Shom is playing much in the way of Francophone music these days.
I've not heard anything Francophone on Shom in a long time. And it's funny because when I was a teenager, I think I probably learned about groups like Harmonium and Beaudommage a lot more because of Shom than the Francophone stations themselves.
That's very true. I was in the same boat there. One thing that the French radio stations tried to do a little while ago, and it got them in hot water, was they were playing these sort of mixes or collages of English music, but not full songs. They would play like snippets of like five songs in a row, and in their station logs, they would call it one piece of music. But it was really like clips of five different English songs. So they got their wrists slapped over that by the CRTC because they were saying, oh, no, we're only playing one English song, but it was really basically five English songs sort of mixed together. So, you know, there's been a lot of this back and forth going on. So now with this resurfacing after 5 years, it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, just what happens. You know, at the end of the day, the radio stations, it's all about money and listeners and advertising. Radio's in difficult times right now, so this will be really, really interesting to follow this story in the future.
Yep, and I get the rules also that they kind of tie down the stations because, you know, some stations don't have any rules, or almost. They do have regulation, but if you are a Francophone station, you have to do this amount of Francophone music. No choice. You cannot change that. Yeah, it's like, it's not a fair play game for everybody, probably because of some rules on some stations that don't apply on others.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be really something that's going to be scrutinized by so many different parties involved here. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if the government gets involved in this, the provincial government gets involved in this as well, you know, battling with the federal agency that regulates radio and television. So
for sure.
Anyways, we'll keep you up to date. Let's move on to something a little more lighthearted. And this is a contest that's coming up. I think this has got to do with COVID and people looking for things to do because this is something new that has been put together.
So I think we can say, you know, calling all shortwave listeners out there, this is really a lot of fun and really cool. So it's a top 10 DX of the year competition coming up from December 1st to December 31st. So this is from Mike Terry via World of Radio. So the date of the contest goes from December 1st to December 31st, 2020. The contest is open for all shortwave listeners. It's not obligatory to be a club member. The contest is free of charge of all costs, and the costs are covered by the Top DX Radio Club. The task of the contest, reception of 10 broadcast stations from 10 different countries. And you're going to see what we mean by countries and the rules. And, of course, the country's official list is for the DXCC list. The aim of the contest, of course, is to award the best DXer who really succeeded in receiving the year's top 10 DX. It means that it received the smallest power station possible from the longest distance possible. So you're going to have to dig in the bands and get of those little, you know, tropical stations left and weak stations out there. It is not obligatory to register in advance. On the other hand, it would help the organizers if you send an email with your name and 5-character Maidenhead QTH locator code. If you don't wish to do that, it is enough to provide your data in the contest log. All personal data and email addresses are handled with care by Top DX Radio Club, and they're not given to a third party. They don't like spammers, and they only use the data to actually contact you and give you evaluation and results. The rules is to receive 10 broadcast stations from 10 different countries, excluding anything that's not an official broadcast station. That's, you know, utilities of all sorts, like meteorological stations, time stations, spy, pirate, military, digital, DRM, amateur contacts. That does not count. We have to be in broadcast stations. Strictly prohibited to use web SDRs. No cheating, guys. Internet radios and remote-controlled equipment are not allowed. The receiver antenna has to be attached to the radio physically and directly. One country can appear in the log only once. That is transmitter site. So if you hear Radio Prague on WRMI and Voice of America from Greenville, North Carolina, that's just one country. You're in the same country. So it has to be different countries for the transmitter site. That makes it a little more difficult sometimes to know where it is from. The frequency range, 2,300 kilohertz to 30,000 kilohertz. The contest referees and organizers cannot take part in that contest. So the log that you have to send, what you need to actually add for each station, date, day, month, and year, time in UTC, frequency in kilohertz, the ID name of the station, the country of the transmitter. That's very important because often it's not the same country as the station itself. The ITU country code, the language of the broadcast, SIMPO code, the geographical location or city of the transmitter site, details of the broadcast that need to be quite specific, you know, not something like, well, there was a song at 2003 UTC. Yeah, we need a little more details than that, okay? And the judges may actually ask for additional data from contestants, like power of the transmitter. That could be a tough one because, you know, a lot of stations will advertise a power and we're not really sure if it's the power they actually use. But anyways, this could be a lot of fun. And why not try it? You know, even if you think, oh, I'm never going to get those weak stations, I can't be in there, just for the fun of it, you know, why not? It could be a fun December to log 10 different countries on shortwave and send that in. It's free. So that's even better. So there's a website we'll post, of course, in the Facebook group, so a long URL, but it's from the topdxradioclub.com website. So this, I think, could be a lot of fun. Maybe I should participate.
Yeah, it's something different, and it'll keep you occupied. And you got the whole month, so
yeah.
Can you? They don't say like, could you enter more than once? Like, you log 10, and then you log 10 more, and you log another 10. I wonder if you could send in multiples. We'll have to check the rules.
Yeah, I don't think. Probably it's only per one. Yeah, that's a good question.
We'll check it out.
Yep.
All right. What have we got next? We have some news from Kuwait. We like to talk about radio stations that come back with services. And we have this one from Christer Brunström via World of Radio. Radio Kuwait English transmissions return. At the beginning of the pandemic, Radio Kuwait replaced the broadcast to Europe in English from 05 to 08 UTC. On 15530 kilohertz with programming in Arabic. On November the 16th, though, he heard it once again broadcasting in English on 15530. Further monitoring is, of course, needed to find out if this is permanent or not. Ivo Ivanov has found an updated schedule for this now, and it looks like it is back. 05 to 08 on two frequencies, 11969.7, very precise. And 05 to 08 on 15530 kilohertz. The first one is for South Asia in English, DRM. And the second one is the 15530 is to Western Europe in English in AM. They also have another broadcast in Filipino, which is 10 to 1200 for Southeast Asia on 17760. So we'll post up those frequencies and times for you. You may want to check. Mickey, have you had a chance to check this out your way yet?
I haven't checked it out at the 05 UTC time slot. Kuwait used to be very good here, about 17, 1730, on a 15 meg frequency, and then they flipped to DRM, and so that took me out of the picture. And this 15 meg frequency is a little bit high for that time of night for us here in the West.
Yeah, that is something that was really nice when they were on that 15540, I believe. You know, it's something to try for, and let's hope they could reactivate the one for North America also.
Yes, yes. This will work better in the summer for us.
Yeah, definitely. Talking about what's happening in propagation, it's the sun has been active, not as active in the past couple of weeks, but it's been still active. It has one sunspot on the solar disk, which is 2783. And we kind of see that maybe another sunspot is coming our way, because we are seeing right now some long-duration B flares on the edge of the sun. So as this show is airing, maybe a new sunspot will show up. Basically, K-index has stayed pretty low most of the week, and solar flux hovering in the upper 70s. Propagation was good. Typical winter propagation pretty much now, as we are in those really long nights in the northern hemisphere. But overall, yeah, pretty good, and was interesting. And of course, there's a solar wind flowing from a coronal hole that could reach the Earth today, November 22nd, or tomorrow, November 23rd. So that could actually degrade propagation a little bit. But turn on that radio and have fun.
Hear the latest information from the world of radio, locally and internationally, each week on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and online at ckut.ca.
For upcoming ham radio contests, we only have one to mention to you this week. It is the CQ Worldwide DX contest. It's a big one, but it is CW only. 0100 UTC November 28th to 2359 UTC November 29th. It's the major HF bands, and we will put up the link to the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest for you. And you'll hear lots of CW on the bands for that whole weekend. So we wanted to bring our guest in, Mickey, from Sherwood Park, Alberta, northern part of Canada, quite a bit further north than we are here in Montreal, and a couple hours different time-wise. And you had a chance to get something corrected. You have an antenna, pretty impressive antenna. Maybe you could tell our listeners about it. And you had to do some work on it before the winter came.
That's great. I have a what's known as a KLM 7 to 10 to 30 7 LPA long periodic antenna. What that is it covers all those frequencies from about 7 to 30. And what had happened is we had a major windstorm, over 100 kilometer an hour winds, and I lost a couple of elements. And a couple of the brackets that hold the elements on cracked and came down. So it's a major task. It's sitting on a tower of 64 feet high, and it's a major task of getting this antenna down. The boom length is over 42 feet long. So you can imagine that just for the boom. So we brought it down with a crane, help of a crane, and we repaired all the elements that had broken and all the insulators. A friend of mine has a 3D printer, and so he printed some of the insulators to spec of the original ones and actually made them thicker and stronger. So we've put this thing back together with the help of many people. Don Woman, for sure. He's the whiz at antenna construction. And we put this thing back together better than new, put it back up on the tower with the crane. And now it's back in its perch, and it looks like a proud peacock listening in the sun. And I also added at the same time two dipole antennas, one for 160 meters and one for 80 meters. They're just simple dipoles hanging about 60 feet up off the tower. And they've been working very impressively, the reports I've been getting on my amateur radio side of the spectrum has been very good, very good. And as for the log periodic, I've been using that for over 20 years on shortwave, and it's highly directional, very, very good, very nice gain.
What do you do to go below 7 megs?
Well, as it's optimal. That's the 7 megs for transmitting and receiving. Then you got to use another type of antenna. I had some long wires. I had a K9AY here for a while. I've taken that down. So yeah, if I'm getting down, I'm going to experiment with these 80 meter and these 160 meter dipoles to see how they work on the lower bands of shortwave HF.
Cool.
Okay. If people want to try and look for you on the bands, where what's the call sign for people to be on the lookout for?
My call sign is Victor Echo 6 India Delta X-ray, VE6IDX. And I'm all over the band, wherever the propagation is. And, you know, I've been a licensed amateur for 20 years now, but I've only been on the HF spectrum now since February. And so it's pretty new, exciting thing for me to, I think I'm over 70 or 80 countries at the moment. Really have a lot of fun with that. But as I said, this antenna also works very well on HF. I mean, the shortwave bands, I'm fortunate that way. Let's put it that way. I can swing that around, point it at India and hear India and Sri Lanka like they're locals.
Oh, that's
very
great.
Highly directional. Unfortunately, there's not as much to listen to anymore.
Yeah, something we don't have the luxury of with some of those countries in the eastern part of Canada. For those that don't know, Sherwood Park is in near Edmonton, Alberta, in northern Alberta. So that's where Mickey hangs out, and you can look for him on the bands if you want to try to make contact with him as well. And so that's great. We're good to have you with us today. Unfortunately, time goes by so quickly. Yep. We're just about ready to wrap up here today, but we'll have you back again. It's great to be able to do this technology now and bring in guests and what have you. So we'll do this again sometime.
Absolutely. And if anybody's interested, they can look my call sign up on the QRZ.com. And there's pictures of the antenna there.
Cool.
All right. Great. Excellent. So thanks for joining us today and to all our listeners. And we wish ourselves a very happy 33rd anniversary with our 33rd year on the air. We head onward to 34. Join us again as we kick it off next week with the next edition of the International Radio Report, which you've been listening to on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Radio Polonia. Radio Polonia.
Spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Oh,
sweet, the memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat